This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
David listing in Bonner Springs, Kansas. Hi, David.
Hello. My question is about pre-selection. Romans chapter 9. I've heard your view on predestination before. And Romans chapter 9 seems to make a pretty solid case for a Reformation view. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, I am. And I think the issue here, David, is to determine what question Paul is answering in Romans chapter 9. And a Calvinist says that the question being answered is, why do some believe, in this case, the Gentiles, and why do some, why do the Jews not believe? And if you read Romans 9 in that way, you come up with determinism. But the real question I think that's being asked here is, why are some experiencing judgment and damnation while others, again, the Gentiles, are experiencing salvation and blessing? That's the question that Paul is asking. And the answer given by Paul is that the saved pursued salvation by faith, not works. So the same stone that caused Zion or Israel to stumble is the source of security or sanctuary for those who believe. I think it's so critical that you read Romans chapter 9, recognizing all the while that Paul quotes from the Old Testament. And he does so in truncated form, which is to say that he doesn't quote the entirety of the passage. For example, he quotes Jeremiah chapter 18 and Isaiah chapter 29. And if you want to understand the import of what he's saying, you have to understand the Old Testament passage in its context. Paul assumes you know that. So if he gives you just a portion of it, he understands you are familiar with the entirety of it, so that you're not going to take it out of context. I can say a phrase that alludes to something that I say in full, and I always hope that people understand the context of what I'm saying, because if they just take a snippet of what I say, they can certainly misunderstand my meaning. And so I think it's really important that you read Romans chapter 9 and go back to some of the passages and read those passages in the context of the Old Testament.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.